Well, the electric motors for driving the cars, and there's an electric motor in the flywheel, there are
Right.
things, electric motors. So I had to learn a lot about the motors and their electronic controllers. Electronic controllers are an evolving technology that uses a device called an IGBT,
Yes.
an insulated gate bipolar transistor. And it takes six of them to convert DC to three-phase AC, or vice versa. It's bidirectional.
Right.
And those are used in all the motors, the two drive motors we had, and in the flywheel motor generator, and also we used them in the generator attached to the turbine. So there's a lot of motor generators involved in the system, and I was able to keep track of the evolution of IGBT controllers. I mean, over just the few years we were involved in it. Now they've progressed quite a bit. Now my new venture, which
Wait, a few minutes.
is Volacom, VOLACOM.
Right.
We're trying to produce a electrically powered airplane
Oh, electric powered airplane, yes.
that will be used for communications. It'll be geostationary in the sense that the motion, they have to move to stay aloft,
Right.
airplanes. You have to have wind pulling past the wind. But they'll move in a circle small enough that they'll stay within the beams of the hundreds of thousands or
Awesome.
millions of user antennas that are aimed at it. And so it can be used as a communication node, just as a geostationary satellite, except being so much closer to the Earth by a factor of 2,000 or so. You can provide much smaller cells and indirectly much higher communication density by a factor of thousands than you can with a satellite. And in my view, it's the lowest cost way of providing bidirectional, high bandwidth internet